Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. Here, this woman crushed Wednesday. Ravens back at practice today. Sit at 1-3. We'll get into stats tomorrow, but they're bad.
Yeah.
When we look at Baltimore on defense statistically, you want to know why it's so bad? How about we listen to Vinny's Film Breakdown?
Yeah, and we've talked about it all day. One of the biggest negatives is the missed tackles. I mean, there was four missed tackles on one play. And it was both linebackers. It was Wiggins, and I think it was Hamilton. Four. And the other thing is the fundamentals Oway got hooked a couple times. They got outside. Can't happen. Cannot happen. I mean, that's outside arm, outside leg free. You cannot get hooked. Got hooked. You know, just little things like that. As a D lineman, keeping your shoulders square. You turn your shoulders, you open up a hole. And then you know what happens? They combo up and these offensive linemen are into the faces of the linebackers. It was not good. I mean, you know, they had a bunch of new guys up in the D-line. Akoya. Jenkins, I like Jenkins. Jenkins, fundamentally, he normally does a really good job keeping his shoulder square, punch, lockout, and he can shed and find the football. Akoya can't get off blocks at all. He's a big body, but he might as well be playing with 10 because You take the guard, and you take him, and you take him off the field because all they do is just sit there and hug each other. You know, and then the other kid they brought up from the practice squad, he was awful. He wasn't very good. Urban's Urban. Urban tries hard, plays hard, does all that. You know, but it's not – you want him in the rotation. You want him playing like 18 snaps a game, not 35 or 40. So D-line – it wasn't great, and the thing about it is no matter what your talent or ever, just do your job. Be in the gap you're supposed to be in. Don't get washed down. Just do your job. Now the linebackers, I thought they kind of struggled throughout. You know, the thing with Buchanan, I like his instincts and I like all that. He missed some tackles. He'll overrun some plays too. But, you know, he's just a rookie and he's learning. He's thrown into a tough spot right now. You know, I mean, Simpson comes in. I don't think Simpson's very good. I think he gets lost in space in there and everything else. And if I'm playing Simpson, blitz the heck out of him. Just blitz him all the time. Blitz him in run. Blitz him in pass. Have no thinking involved for him whatsoever. Now, the one who came in to replace Simpson was Hummel, Jake. And Jake's real smart. He's not very big, you know, and he knows how he can find a football and he can do all those things. It would not shock me if he plays more than Simpson or starts ahead of Simpson at inside linebacker, because he is smart and he'll line up properly, and he'd probably be good for Buchanan in there too. Well, the other big thing, Bob, is can't get any pressure on the quarterback, man. I mean, it's four straight weeks now, and Oweh does nothing. You know, Mike Green, he shows a flash every now and then. That's it.
But is he getting better?
I think he's getting a little bit. He's getting quicker. It's getting quicker, so game's slowing down a little bit for him. Ajabo was awful. You know, he's not going to change, I don't see. And I showed you the kickoff coverage one where he got pancaked on the kickoff coverage. But I just, you know, if Van Noy's not back, Mike Green's got to step it up, because you know what? Just taking a peek at Houston's O-line, their center and guards are really bad. You know, pass blocking and stuff. And you know who's got to have a should play a lot this week? Peebles. Because that's his type of game, quickness and stuff. Because he only played like six snaps. And when he plays, you know, I mean, he's instinctive. And he plays hard and he'll chase. You know, I just don't know why he didn't get that many more reps. But until, Bob, I mean, your secondary, I think, you know, Marlon didn't have a good game. Awuzie is pretty consistent. Starks is pretty consistent back there. Hamilton seems like, I got to get him more involved in,
well,
in the game.
Trey and Joppa says it. Where's the impact? Where are the plays?
You know, I mean, like Derwin James is that guy with the Chargers. And I don't know, Mike McDonald, I'm sure he's got one doing it too. You know, I just, he's making way too much money to just be sitting way back there and not being an impactful guy. That's my big thing. And you know what? I think Tampa did okay. Keon Martin, he kind of looked like a rookie there. He was overrunning some plays, missed some tackles. So having a week of practice as a starter would probably really help him. But it doesn't matter, because you can't cover for as long as he can hold the ball, you know, the quarterback. Because what was happening with Mahomes prior to, their O-line sucked. All of a sudden, their O-line was great again. You know, it's like, because their tackles were not good, you know. And I said Simmons, Josh Simmons, the first-round pick, the left tackle for Kansas City. You know, he's not good now, but you know what? In time, it would be good. He doesn't know how to use this. We didn't beat him once, you know? I mean, that is the biggest glaring thing of everything is there's no pressure on him. They got three sacks, Bob. Four sacks.
They two by a guy who's out for the season.
Yeah.
And hadn't played in 2 weeks.
Right. So, I mean, that's the biggest problem with this. And until they can start to, you know, he's going to have to create pressure. You know, like the year, like Judon, he had 10 sacks or 9 sacks that year, and I said they were Wink aided, you know, because he didn't get any by himself. They got to be or aided. You know, Zach's got to create opportunities for these guys.
And Judon's motor was, he was nonstop.
And that's like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
You know, just, you can't, if they can't beat him one-on-one, twist, stunt, you know, create opportunities for these guys. And I, Bob, the other thing is I have no faith in Zach Orr. You know,
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Because, all right, this he's going through a tough period here. Okay, what's he got to look back at? You know, he's got no history. You know, he hadn't been through any of this kind of stuff. Well, last year at this time.
Right.
But then they brought in DPs. And now, like Cordell said, Harp said he's more involved than ever in the defense. And, you know, I mean, Zach's still calling it. So I just don't have any confidence in him. I'll bet you if Mike McDonald was here, that defense would be a lot better with the same people.
Now, before we get to the top of the hour NFL lunch, if you want to join us for that, you can. 410-583-1057. Marlon's going to be out.
Yeah.
It's not official, but it looks like he's going to be out for a few weeks. Where's Jaire Alexander? One of these fancy names brought in this offseason to add even more depth to the top secondary in the National Football League.
In reality, Bob, you probably can get by with Tampa and those guys. You know, I mean, I they're waiting for him to get in game shape, I guess. And that was a month ago. So I don't know what they're still waiting for. I mean, because he brings some attitude and stuff, too. Because with Roquan, Bob, who's the leader out there on the defense?
Minus Roquan Smith?
With no Roquan, no Marlon. You got Kyle Hamilton. That's it.
At this stage, vocal leaders are great, but you got to back it up with performance, too.
Yeah. He's the only one that could really bring that.
Hey, what if Nate Wiggins can't go?
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah, with the elbow.
And he's playing pretty good. You know, he's not tackling great, but he's playing coverage well. Yeah, that'll because then you'd have Awuzie and Tampa would be your corners, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And Nico Collins is a dude.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
Other than that, everything's great. We'll come back, take your phone calls, NFL Lunch, 410-583-1057. John Harbaugh still has faith in the D. Do you? I mean, come on, man. They're depleted with injuries. And as Vinny said, they were playing all that great when everyone was healthy. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about the NFL through 4 weeks. Look ahead to week 5. Some interesting matchups there. And then we have our heroes of the week in the NFL through week 4. Our offense, defense, and rookie. Stick around. I'm going to go Homer with my defensive pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.